Merry Christmas. And today we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And it really does make sense that we do this time of year. Because this time of year, we take time out ourselves to spend with families, both our immediate family and our extended family, and especially our faith family. To all those who are here today visiting family as well, visiting from out of town or across town, I'd like to take the opportunity from the bottom of my heart to welcome you to our faith family here. And I hope that each of you have had an incredible and beautiful Christmas, spending quality time with your family and loved ones. And a good friend of mine posted yesterday on Facebook, she posted some humor saying that the Amazon home assistant, Alexa, said, "Alexa, take down my Christmas decorations." I got to respond to it, and I said, "Well, my Alexa says, no, not yet, it's not time. They have to stay up for the entire Christmas season, which ends with the baptism of our Lord on January 13th. Now, you looking at me kind of puzzled, not knowing what Alexa is, please ask your children or your grandchildren. And as we all know, that Christmas is not just a single day, right? It's not just a single day. It's a liturgical season. It started this past Tuesday, and like I said, it continues to January 13th, which is the baptism of our Lord. So the good news is we still have plenty of time. We have plenty of time for rejoicing the birth of our Lord and enjoying all those beautiful Christmas decorations and the lights, especially the music. And of course, we want to keep the spirit of Christmas alive every day, all year long. And for those that know me, know that I'm very fond of saying that every day is Christmas. Because, well, it is. Every day is Christmas because we have an amazing opportunity each day when we wake up to welcome Jesus into our hearts. So on this, the first Sunday after Christmas Day, the church celebrates the Holy Family. And it's important to remember that family just didn't come about on its own. Not at all. Family is part of God's incredible plan for us. And we look at the Christmas season, we look at all the liturgy we've heard during Advent and Christmas, and we see God the Father putting family front and center on full display for us. You see, Jesus was born into an earthly family. God didn't have to do that. He could have had Jesus, 30-year-old man, come onto the scene at the beginning of his adult ministry. He could have done that. But no, he chose for Jesus' only begotten Son to be part of a family. To be part of a family, to experience all the joy and beauty that family has, to have the fullness of the family experience. And we know because Jesus is true God and he is true man. And he was not to be cheated out of anything. He would have that experience. And God wants all of our families to be holy. He wants us to have a great sense of reverence and gratitude in our own families, especially when we fall short of expectations. You see, God never says that He wants us to have perfect families, just holy ones. And my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a difference. There's a huge difference between a holy family and a perfect family. If I was to ask each of you to describe a perfect family, many of you would probably say, refer to one of the old TV series, TV shows, like Father Knows Best, or perhaps Leave It to Beaver, or maybe even The Brady Bunch. I don't know what the new shows are, so I can't have that. And some of us may point to the Holy Family and say, yes, that's the perfect family. But in reality, there is no such thing. It doesn't exist. There is no perfect family. Even though we try to fantasize about our Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they were very holy. Absolutely. No doubt. But were they perfect? No. And today's gospel reading gives us a good glimpse at that. In today's gospel reading, we heard that the family went to visit Jerusalem, and Jesus remained behind. This is a classic example of family being imperfect. They failed to communicate with each other. And that is so typical. But even more so typical, listen to the dialogue. Mary says to Jesus, "Son, why have you done this to us?" And Jesus gives the answer. He says, "Well, why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" In other words, Jesus says to her, "It's not my problem. You should have known." Do we see our own families in this? Absolutely. Absolutely. No perfect families. But let's look a little further in today's gospel reading, because St. Luke doesn't leave it at that. Goes on to say that they then went to Nazareth and Jesus was obedient to his parents. And St. Luke concludes with these words, "And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age, and in favor of God and men." Did you hear those words? Let that resonate, because in other words, Jesus learned by living with this family. He learned, and we can only imagine, that he will learn how to love, he will learn how to pray, right, with Joseph and Mary. And we can also imagine that Mary and Joseph would have learned from Jesus. That's also our family. That's a holy family for us too. Perfect example. Because we learn from our children, and our children will learn from us. That's the holy family. And really, the same does apply to us, because in our families, we learn how to love and we learn how to serve. And none of us are perfect. And we realize that. And we need to remember, we need to remind ourselves that we are not perfect. So it's okay. It's okay to fall short and to say, "We're sorry." So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, instead of trying to live up to some unrealistic expectations of what a holy family is, by putting this imaginary perfect family image, let's let that go. We don't need to feel that guilt. We don't need to feel that we're shortchanging anything, because we are exactly doing what God created us to be. And besides, think about it. If we all had perfect families, how boring would that be? We would not learn. We would not grow. Right? So we are imperfect. And that's okay. And remember that. Be patient with each other. Be listening to each other. Be merciful to each other. Be forgiving. And for us, holy family means to follow the example that Mary and Joseph gives for us. They listened to God's word, and they gave their most amazing yes, and they were obedient, and they tried the best they could. And when things got difficult for them, they just remembered God is with them. He doesn't abandon them. And they trust in his great plan. We need to do the same thing. So for us to be holy families, we need to be open to God's call to a holy family. And remember, we ourselves cannot create a holy family. Only God can. And our challenge this week is to find ways, maybe new ways to be open in our families, to experience our families, to participate in our families, to be merciful, to be patient and forgiving. Set aside time in our families, in our homes, for prayer. And I know, especially this time of year, prayer can be difficult, right? It can. A good friend of mine shared this with me once, that when prayer is difficult, we should just be silent. Just sit in silence and allow God to love us. Don't say a word. Just allow God to shower us with his amazing love. That's prayer too. And so today we pray for all families, that they may be holy families. Merry Christmas.